Let's come back to our top story now. That 30-point letter the PSNI has given to so-called paedophile hunter groups, the head of the Public Protection Department is Detective Chief Superintendent Paula Hillman. Paula, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Thank you for contacting us. So, first of all, let's hear it from you. Why did you send out this 30-point advisory to these groups?
Stephen, just to be clear, yes, we did write to some of the groups involved in the activity we're seeing on social media. The letter was post the confrontations happening on social media, and it was after speaking to our colleagues in the Public Prosecution Service to collate the evidence that we need to the required policing standards to submit prosecution files to the Public Prosecution Service. So this was about us collecting evidence, as we would do in any investigation.
But on one hand, you are urging these groups not to do what they do, aren't you? You're saying leave it to the professionals, leave it to yourselves, Paula. And then on the other hand, you're sending out, you know, what is advice as to how to do an investigation thoroughly enough so that it leads to a successful prosecution. Those are conflicting messages.
No, and Stephen, I really welcome this opportunity to make our message clear. We in the PSNI are committed to safeguarding children and young people. We understand this is a very emotive area, but the way to deal with this is through policing, working in accordance with the law and human rights. Now, what we have, and that is our message, and our message is if anyone has information about this, to pass it to the police service. We are the lawful authority and we will investigate it. That's the role, the branch that I'm responsible for, that is our role and we will do that. Pass a message to us, do not carry out confrontations. This is not guidance to help. This is us come back. We have responsibilities under the Police Act then to investigate where potential offences have been committed. So this is us carrying out our statutory role of investigation, and that is what the letter is, because we don't have that evidence. And we have liaised with the Public Prosecution Service, and this is the evidence that they say we need for the file. And we still haven't got some of this evidence. We are still collating the evidence to submit files to the Public Prosecution Service, Stephen. They're two really very different things that we're talking about.
Well, are they? Because you clearly, when you send this out to these groups, and yes, these are group. This is about cases which have already happened. I get that, mm-hmm. But you are clearly trying to improve the paedophile hunter's knowledge and their expertise. You're clearly trying to do that, or else you would have written to them and say you are not the professionals. You should not be doing this. This is not what you've done.
No, and we are continuing with that message that they are not the professionals. Our message has been clear as part of our communication with them that they are not, that the way to do this is to pass any information to the police, and that we will look at that. We will look at that in terms of how we safeguard children, how we investigate offences, potential offences, and also how we manage those post-arrest, if we arrest them, or now that the threat sometimes we have to deal with post-confrontation with people being identified on social media.
How many cases which have been passed on to you have not been able to proceed because of the lack of proper due process?
Well, Stephen, this is something we're still working on, and it's certainly something I'm quite happy to revisit. We are working with the Public Prosecution Service. We have a number of files with them, and we are looking at, again, the levels of evidence in files. So we have three files with the Public Prosecution Service at the minute to allow them to review those. But again, I would like to
wait. That's three out of 77, is it?
Well, we've actually had in the region of over 100 incidents now.
So over 100 incidents and only three were deemed evidentially robust enough to pass to the PPS?
No, the rest are currently being investigated, hence the reason us writing to some of the paedophile hunters to collate evidence. They're all ongoing investigations. And again, as I said to you, I'm quite happy to revisit these once we get some more, once the PPS are in a position to start perhaps reviewing the files in terms of decision-making and possible prosecution scheme.
Can I tell you why this doesn't quite add up to me, Paula?
Mm-hmm.
Because surely if this was about cases that are being investigated, okay, that have already happened, where these paedophile hunter groups have gone out and gathered evidence, then surely what your officers would do is you would call those people in to part of the investigation. In other words, you would call them into a police station and you would take a witness statement. What you're doing here is you're sending out a 30-point plan. That's not how you treat witnesses.
Well,
other witness case that I've ever known about, and I've known of many, a police officer visits a witness because it's an important part of that process, that interview process of a police officer trying to gather that information. Which brings me back to, is this not an advisory note to all of these groups in general? And now that it's been made public, the police are trying to say, well, no, it's not an advisory note.
No, not at all, Stephen. And again, there's some of the methods you talk about we have used. We have collected witness statements. We have done this. This was another method of us actually trying to ensure that we had all the evidence that we needed for the Public Prosecution Service. That was why it was written out. And again, it wasn't written to everyone. It was written to a number of people. We have a number of groups, and we've seen actually the groups changing over the period of time that these type of incidents have started. So this was written to the people that we thought had evidence relevant to investigations, because, you know, we would be failing in our responsibilities as a police service if we did not thoroughly investigate the information before us. And it was giving people the opportunity to give us the information before we put a file to the Public Prosecution Service.
So you're just going to believe what they say without speaking to them face to face?
No, we do as
well. Is this a new police tactic?
No, Stephen, no, we do. As I said, we also have recorded witness statements. We need to look at each case on a case-by-case basis.
So everybody who you have sent this 30-point plan to, you have spoken to personally?
I can't answer that, Stephen. It's some of the detective constables working in this, so I wouldn't have that level of knowledge.
But that's the basis of the police position this morning, that this is not an advisory note to help paedophile hunters do what they do. You're saying that this is part of the investigative process about these specific cases. Well, if it is, then you're just simply believing these vigilantes when you ask them to confirm that they're compliant with PACE.
No,
that they're compliant with Human Rights Act standards.
No, and we're not, certainly. This is part of our role, and this is one of the things that we're keen to see what level of evidence we can put to the Public Prosecution Service to allow them to see, do any of these cases reach the evidential standard? Because that's something we don't know as yet, and I have been talking closely to our colleagues, and I'm keen to scope that and to see.
Sure.
But this is not. This is certainly about us, on a case-by-case basis, seeing what we believe is the best way to collate that evidence to bring it to the Public Prosecution Service.
How long have you been a police officer, Paula?
32 years, Dean.
Can you confirm to me any other case of a serious criminal nature where you have written to witnesses asking them, without interaction with a police officer face-to-face, asking them to provide the level of detail here that you're doing so?
Stephen, I can't answer that question.
You can personally.
No, I can't.
So you can't cite me any other case?
No, I said I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if there is. I don't know. What I know
In your personal experience as a police officer, have you ever written to a witness of a serious criminal case and asked them to provide such detailed information right down to their understanding of the Human Rights Act and PACE?
Not in my knowledge, but that's not to say that hasn't happened. But what I would say,
this is an advisory to these groups, and you're trying to put a veil over it as it's part of your evidence collection.
No, Stephen, it's not. And again, this letter was drafted after we spoke to both the Public Prosecution Service as well about the level of evidence we would need. And this is one of the issues that we've been raising consistently about how the evidence is gathered by the paedophile hunter groups, and ask them not to carry out the confrontations, to bring, if they do have information, to bring it to the police. This was not purely a letter that we drafted. We did consult with the Public Prosecution Service. This is the level of evidence that we need, and it was post-confrontation to a number of the groups that have files. When you talk about, when you say, with files of the Public Prosecution Service, these are files waiting. Now, we will have to make an assessment now on whether or not we submit the files without that evidence, but this is part of the work that's ongoing in this operation.
Do you want them to stop? Do you want them to stop doing what they're doing?
Yes, yeah, my message is clear. People who are concerned about the safeguarding of children, and I get that. I'm a mother of teenagers myself. I understand that. The way to do it is not by confrontation. If they have any information, they should pass that to the police service. We are the lawful authority to deal with this.
Thanks for coming on this morning, Paula.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.